Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to another episode of the Conversations Brewing Podcast with your hosts, Divya and Ravisha, two coffee-loving best friends who dive into weekly conversations on wellness, culture, and growing into your authentic self.
As two healthcare professionals, children of immigrants, and humans always striving to learn more, they bring their unique complexities of their wellness journeys into this podcast space by sharing their stories and featuring other like-minded experts in the field.
Always with a cup of coffee in hand, humor, and never-ending authenticity, dive in with the two of them as they brew the kind of conversations that we don't have enough of, but that matter the most.
I don't know, but like the way we type in caps, we both just know how each other's feeling if there's caps involved. So like, that's our right brain type of text.
And it's funny because we've been texting like that since like the seventh grade.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Conversations Brewing. It's been a little bit of time because we've taken some of the month of January off. We are so excited to be recording again.
Yeah, I'm excited to be back, rejuvenated, ready to go.
Do you feel rejuvenated after how sick you were? I felt so bad. Ravisha was very, very sick while I was in India.
Yeah, I mean, it was like only for a week, but yeah, like
still a long time.
Yeah, I feel like, you know how we talked about in like our New Year's episode about like, you know, starting the year like fresh and strong. It's like the exact opposite happened with me. And so I'm using February to start fresh and strong.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, that's fine. Whatever our year looks like. I actually saw this, I don't know, it was like some like zodiac or manifesting thing that was that the begin, like your new year, like to actually have really strong goals, to set your new year's goals, or like think of your new year starting on January 21st. I'm not sure the significance of January 21st, but it was that day. So I think we're okay.
Yeah. And like you were gone traveling and, you know, getting recharged, and now you're ready to go.
Now we're ready to go. We are ready to talk about a very important topic, which is communication. That is a topic everyone can relate to and anyone can benefit from. So I'm excited to dive into talking about communication.
Yeah. I know we've like touched base a little bit on some episodes, but like our communication in general and like how we are with that. But I think, you know, Divya and I have talked about how like we communicate differently, and it's kind of like a lot of it has to do with how we were like raised and just like our childhood and how we communicate now. And like I've definitely talked about before how like I know that I could be a better communicator and like have consistently been working on it. So yeah, I think it's like we're gonna just talk about like the different types today and just like being vulnerable and like having tough conversations.
Yeah. Yeah, and how all of our personalities go into our communication, because even though we have so much, but like Ravisha and I in common, we have like very different personality types, then our upbringings and all of that go into what makes us communicate the way we do. And I think that can also help us, one, better understand ourselves, and then also have almost like more compassion for people. So I hope that this episode can do that for all of you, when you think about your own communication style, but then also maybe like the communication styles of people you might know, and you can think about maybe one, what their personality is, and then two, how you can communicate with them effectively given their personalities.
Yeah, I love that you brought that up, because I feel like sometimes when you are having a tough time, like maybe getting along with someone, or like there's like some disconnect, sometimes like we think that like we only think about like ourselves and like how we're saying things, but we don't think about how maybe the other person in the conversation with you discusses things. And so I do think that this could be really helpful for you to realize, like, to maybe like think about someone else's perspective in a conversation, and like how you can think in someone else's point of view.
Exactly. It's so important to do that because, especially like when you aren't like taught that, I feel like we don't internalize that. Like I never ever really thought about that. The way that we just like think like, oh, how I receive information or how I communicate is how everybody does it. But that's not the case. So I think it's really important to do that. And I don't know if any of our listeners just had a moment to it being like, oh, maybe not everyone communicates and receives things the same way. But yeah. I definitely, for me, I like did not recognize that message for a lot of time, like a lot of my life. And then once I started to realize that was like helped me communicate a lot better.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess let's start off by like talking about like the five different personality types. I guess we can just briefly go over them. So as we like talk more about it in the episode, it makes sense. So like the first type of personality type is a nurturer. And so nurturers are hardwired to care for others and help others develop, and they protect their values and principles and have a commitment to organizational harmony. Then we have the second one, which is the creatives. So the creatives possess a gift for envisioning the future and are champions of innovation and new ideas. They can see how the pieces of something fit together and are always looking for ways to make things better. Third, we have the guardians, and the guardians strive to preserve and protect, focusing on responsibility, hard work, and stewardship. They seek clarity and logic and like to see track records of success.
Fourth, I just like envision Raj.
Honestly, same. It's funny. As I'm reading it, I'm thinking of certain people. Four, we have connectors, and connectors love connecting people, ideas, and resources. They have an intuitive ability to sense what others feel and need in the moment. And five, last but not least, we have the pioneers, and the pioneers are dominant and loud, bringing military-like thinking to the group. They always look to the future and have a strong desire to win.
Yes.
So there we have it.
There are some personality types. Maybe there were some that came out that you were like, oh, I resonate with that. And maybe there were ones where you were thinking, oh, I totally know another person resonates with that. But I do, like, when I was hearing this, I was also thinking about a few that I feel resonate with me. So I also want to remind people that it doesn't have to be, like, you just fit into one. Like, we don't fit into a box of just one thing, but we can, like, have different multiple types of, yeah, exactly.
Curious. Divya, I can do this for you and you can do this for me, but which ones do you think I am?
I feel like you're a nurturer in a way. Yeah. You like to keep the harmony. You care for those around you. That's the first one that's like coming up for me when I think about it. I can see parts of you as a guardian too, because you kind of like, I don't know, you do look at things with like kind of like planning, like logic, like I think you think things through a little more straightforward, at least than I feel I do. So I'm I'm noticing that about you. Definitely not a pioneer. You're not like loud and dominant. No. I think the part of the connector with like what people need in the moment, I see that in you too.
I would agree. Good job. Obviously, you're a connector. That like really stood out about me with you. You definitely have the intuitive ability to like sense what others feel. I think that's like one of your strongest traits. You're definitely a guardian. I don't know if people know this, but like Divya is a protector, and but also like she like really her work ethic is like really strong, and like she's very responsible about it, and like it's very admiring to see, and especially like over time. And you're definitely a creative, like you like always. I mean, I know we had some janky art projects throughout the years, but you definitely have a very creative mind.
Oh, there you go. You did a really good job, because those are the ones that were sticking out to me too.
I mean, if we didn't pick them right, a little one like, another, there would just be something wrong.
Just close this laptop and I'm done. No, but yeah, those three definitely really, like, especially the the connectors and the creators, and then yeah, with the work ethic and responsibility. It's funny that you'd said that, because I think other people might see the guardian in us more than we do, because at least for me, like, because I'm like, I don't know, I I'm not very much of my personality type to at least like take to like recognize that. Like, I'm just like, oh, I just should do that. It's something that is important to me. But like, I don't know if you felt that when I was talking about you being a guardian too, like when you're saying that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, get it. But I also was like, I didn't think that at first.
Same. Like, I wouldn't have even like picked guardian for myself.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. I think that's, I think, could be a whole nother episode about our own like ability to celebrate like wins or whatever. But yes, definitely. Those are ones that I think represent both of us. And I guess that's also a thing that maybe when we communicate, we're able to, like, when I look at when I like how we communicate with each other, the way like I communicate and then you communicate and we both receive information probably is similar because we have some of these overlappings. So maybe that makes it easier. But definitely when I was thinking of some that is like really strong, like I think Raj is very much a very strong guardian and I can be very like a strong creative, for example, is that like sometimes he's like, what, like, okay, that is just, and I'll be like coming up with this wackadoodle idea of like, oh, we can do this and this, and then he's like, okay, but like the logic behind it. So I think that we have to be able to like recognize that about each other's personality types, and it's not like someone's trying to invalidate you, but they just like cannot think with that part of their mind as easily because their personality.
Yeah, and I think it's like good that you brought that up too, because obviously you and Roger are married, and so like obviously, when people are in relationships, like, you're not going to be in a relationship that's with someone that has, like, the same communication styles as you. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I know that you and Raj, like, went through this, like, when you guys first started dating. But it's, like, you had to, like, really learn how one another communicated. And I feel like that'll be, like, great for you to, like, share in the episode today. Because, like, it was, I mean, a little, like, it was, first of all, you guys were, like, young, like, 20 years old. But then also, it's, like.
Yeah, like, who can communicate at 20 years old?
Once you guys figured out how each of you, like, communicated differently, I think that, like, really helps your relationship as well.
Yeah.
Because you, like, took time to understand one another. And instead of, like, not trying to, like, you know, like, you realize that there's differences there. And so you worked on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you're saying, talking about communicating, we have this written down and I want to just like really share it with all of you, is about like what exactly communicating is, because a lot of the time I hear people just thinking communicating is like an exchange of information, just like, oh, I communicated it to them because I told them. It's like, okay, communication, like the act of communication goes so much deeper than just I told someone. Like, so this is what I want to read out that was written down on our notes, is that communicating with someone is acknowledging what is important to them and validating that, like what is important to them, while also getting your point across. So it's like two parts to it, of acknowledging what's important and validating them, and then also getting your point across, which I think that like we often think that communicating is only like telling someone something and being like, well, I told them and I got my point across, but we don't look at this like whole rounded act of what communication is.
Yeah, and thanks for sharing that too, because I think like the key emphasis in that definition is like the validating that, like, that validation and getting your point across. I will say personally I lack that a lot, which is why like my communication sometimes isn't as strong. It really depends on the situation, but like I will like say something, but then like I won't like validate like what I've said and like to get the point across. And I think I found myself like trying to fix that like more and more, because maybe I'm like don't want to like say much about it, or like you know, I'm like afraid to say it. But like, yeah, like I really think that part of the definition is very important to acknowledge.
Exactly. And something that we don't think we do as much. So for you, what are your thoughts when you think about people who are left brain versus right brain? So we hear that all the time, like someone's left brain or right brain. What do you think that comes up in differences or difficulties with people communicating? And are there people you could think of maybe right now who's one's more left brain and one's right brain?
Oh yeah. I definitely think if a left brain versus a right brain person, like you're going to communicate so differently from one another. And like, for people to give background knowledge, logic and emote, or like or maybe you can give it because you're like more fresh on it. If you're left-brained, that means you are
more logic-driven.
More logic-driven. Yeah. And if you're right-brained, you're more emotion-driven. Mm-hmm. And so even like with the personality definitions, like we went through, like, you know, some were like more heavy on logic base versus like emotional base. And so for me, like, I know that I can sometimes be both, which is weird. It really depends.
Definitely can.
It really depends on the situation. Sometimes I can be so like logical in terms of like the way I'm communicating, but then sometimes also I'll be very like emotion based. So it really depends on the situation, which I think that's why like I go back and forth a lot.
Yeah.
For Divya, I do believe you're mainly like emotional based communicator.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like a full on right brain communicator. Like for me to think left brain, it requires like a conscious effort for me to add the logic into it. But my innate is like thinking right brain 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. And like it's weird because like if you're listening to this, you probably can resonate with one of us in that way. Like either you're both or you're one. Like it's, like I said, it's very situational based for me. So like that's why.
What do you think it depends on for you in situations?
I think like how attached I am to, I don't know. It's weird because like if I'm having like an emotional conversation with someone or like about feelings or I don't know, like about like feelings, like of course it's gonna be more emotionally based, but if it's like we're trying to figure out plans and or like, you know, things need to be figured out a certain way, like my logic just takes over. So it's like it's different.
It seems like it's like kind of depending on like what you're sensing in the situation. Do you have like one that you feel like comes out more, like I guess in situations where you feel like really connected to someone or you feel authentic?
Then emotional based.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it seems very situation dependent. Yeah. Because for me,
I mean, like for you,
bold, I feel.
Yeah. Like it's like with you, like my communication with you is like very emotional based.
Yeah. But like, I mean, if people read our text messages, they're probably like, oh my gosh, these girls have so many emotions.
So true.
Ravisha and I, speaking of our emotions, we type in caps like all the time, and some people who have like seen my text messages to her like, why are you guys typing in caps? Are you mad at each other? Are you screaming? Are you like anxious? Are you like sad? Like why are you typing in caps? And I'm like, I don't know, but like the way we type in caps, we both just know how each other's feeling if there's caps involved. So like that's our right brain type of text.
And it's funny because we've been texting like that since like the 7th grade. Or like I don't know, whenever I got my phone first, because like I got a phone after Divya. But it was like the caps lock.
We'd be like, hello, like our caps, like people would think our caps lock is probably broken, but no, we just the caps lock up.
And now because like obviously like we're not in caps lock all the time now, but like it's funny because like if we're just like doing like a quick like check-in throughout the day, it's like normal letters.
Yeah,
but
it's like what up.
Yeah, but if it's like we're talking about something important or like going back and forth, it's full-on caps lock.
I know, that's so true actually, like especially the morning time, because so the way our texting goes is definitely like morning time it's more back and forth, then we start to like get into our day.
Yeah.
And I become like so bad, like right now I think I have like 52 unread texts. Let me see.
Shut
no
up.
I have 48.
That's a lot.
Yeah, like I just kind of like really just I because I just
you get
like,
pretty busy, like
yeah, I go in and out of sessions on. And leave my phone to the side a lot of the time. And then I'd like check it here and there. And then when I do, you know, it's usually like me quickly answering you. But then it's like caps lock in the morning, regular texting here and there, caps lock in the evening.
Yes. So true. That is so true.
Oh, man. So funny. Speaking of our communication with each other, when you communicate, like maybe we can talk about when we communicate with other people, like what's important to you when you communicate to other people?
I feel like being, like when I communicate with someone else, I think like being heard or like what I've said is being acknowledged. I do think one of the, like, what I feel like is, like, I hate being interrupted while I'm speaking. And I know it happens in conversations because, like, oh, like, someone wants, has a thought they want to say, or, like, that's, you know, they want to share it right away. But I've noticed that, like, if I'm ever interrupted, like, I become very, like, self-conscious about what I'm saying for some reason. And so, like, I like to, like, not be interrupted, and I like just being, like, acknowledged with what I said, like, that they heard me.
Yeah. So not being interrupted, acknowledged, because when you are interrupted by people, what does that make you feel like? How do you perceive that?
I perceive that as, like, what I said was, like, not important.
Okay.
And I know, and like I said, like, I know that's not, like, the case, like, most of the time, but I just, it's, like, a thing that I have.
Yeah.
And I think it's also just because, like, there's, like I said, there's, like, a lot to it, but, like, just being a middle child and, like, you know, never being, like, as heard as maybe as my sisters have, or, like, or being more on the quieter, shy side, like, growing up, and never, like, you know, voicing my opinion as much. So when I do now do it, like, I just hate that feeling of being interrupted.
Yeah. Well, the reason I asked that was because it just really highlights, I feel like, how our personality shapes our communication style, because I know people who, when they interrupt, and, like, I've asked, like, oh, kind of, what is it? Like, what, why you kind of do it, or what it means? It's like, oh, because I'm so excited and I love this conversation and I want them to know I'm so engaged. Like, that is what it means for people to, some people to interrupt. So it's like, it might be that for you, you know what I mean? For you, that's how you perceive it because of your own personality and, like, what you've been through. And then other people, when they interrupt, they might be like, oh, I'm interrupting. So, you know, Ravisha thinks that I'm so engaged and I, like, am having a really great conversation with her, but you're perceiving it like, oh, like, they don't think what I'm saying is important. So I just find that to be really interesting. Like, I just, a reminder, like, we have to be so aware of people's
personality. I know. And yeah. And, like, I even have acknowledged that, like, I know when I'm being interrupted, it's not because, like, it's like they want me to stop talking, you know? Yeah. It's like, even though I know that, it still affects me in that way.
Totally. And not, like, everyone recognizes that too, that, like,
exactly.
Oh, I know that it's not XYZ. Like, some people just go along with, like, I feel that this is why it is, so that has to be why it is.
Yeah. How about you? What is important for you when you communicate?
I would say definitely that people feel comfortable. I really get stressed out that people feel, like, comfortable and okay. Definitely, hello, my people pleasing coming out of that. I want to feel heard, definitely, like, heard and supported, because especially with getting vulnerable, it can be really triggering if I feel like mini vulnerable and then I get dismissed. Like, oh, you're thinking too into it, you're too sensitive, whatever that may be. So definitely, like, I feel supported and validated, but also that another person feels, like, engaged and included. That's a really big one. Like, I want people to feel included in conversations.
Yeah,
that's why sometimes group settings stress me the F out. Like, Ravisha knows that there are times in group settings, like, I get very sometimes into myself, which I'm a very extroverted person, but in a lot of group, like, I'm extroverted when I'm more one-on-one with people or in a group of, like, people I'm close to, or honestly less than four or five. But when it gets too big, I'm just like, oh my God, when clicks start to form that, oh, this person might not feel included. And then I get really stressed out. So that's a big thing with communication too. Like, I want to make sure everyone is involved in the conversation. I want to make sure when I'm talking to someone that they're also engaged, that I'm touching on something that they can talk about, that they can relate to. And there's, like, this equality that that's another thing for me I find important.
Yeah, I definitely agree with all that. I think that you're really great about this, which is why I want to, like, acknowledge it. But because you do think about people feeling left out, like, in a group situation or setting, it's really nice that you do go, like, that extra mile in group situations to, like, make sure everyone is included in conversation. Because, like, I feel like, you know, it takes, like, a lot to do that. Just because, like, you know, like, when you're in a bigger group, like, of course, like, people are having, like, smaller side conversations or, like, other things that are going on. But, like, you'll make sure that no one ever feels, like, left out.
Yeah. And
I know it's like a thing that stresses you out, but like you make other people feel better about it though.
Yeah. Yeah. And it makes me honestly feel better in conversations. Like when I know that everyone is kind of included, like I feel I can have permission then too, to just be like, okay, let me just chill here. Yeah. Because until I feel that, you know, everyone is feeling included or supported or heard, it's really hard for me to kind of sit with that. So I guess that kind of comes in what each personality type finds to be important. And mm-hmm. I know that you read what each personality type is, so I can do the honors of reading what each one finds important. But that kind of will go into what Ravisha and I just shared. So if you are a nurturer, you might find important how supported and validated people feel, that they are comfortable, happy. All right. Oh, my God. Because change can be very scary. They realize that going out of their comfort zone is scary, so that they want people to feel comfortable and that they're okay during changes. If someone is a creative, they find important new ideas, creativity, innovation, trying something new. And they want to feel comfortable that they know all the details so that they can act accordingly in that creativity and that innovation. For guardians, they want to know about what could go wrong so that they could prevent something bad from happening, because it validates the fear of concern that could arise. And so they just, I really do kind of think that now when I'm talking about that with Raj, like he wants to know everything, like what are all the worst case situations that could happen, because you want to just be prepared for any, you know, everything that's behind any wall and any kind of turn. Now with connectors, they want to feel connected and meaningful to other people, that they know their role in a situation and how they can best play that. They want to feel close to most people and find a way to get along with everyone. Oh my gosh.
This really resonates.
I know, right? And then pioneers, they want to know the strategy, they want to know the logic, and how they can think to the future and how they could do the best in what they're doing. So yeah, those are some of the motivations behind some of these communication styles. So you can think about someone's personality, whether it's yours or another person that you frequently communicate with, then you could think about perhaps what are things that they find important within communication.
Yeah. And I think like, and the reason we do like are doing these definitions and kind of explaining it, because I think that like in a broad scope, like you're not, or like even in a social setting, you're not sitting there thinking in your head like, oh, so I'm a guardian and this person is a connector and this is how we're going to communicate. Like, of course not. That's not what's coming up in your mind. However, hopefully by listening to this episode, maybe it is like, it becomes like a thing, a thought in the back of your mind where maybe you can, if you're feeling like a disconnect or you're feeling like maybe you're not being heard or, you know, you're having a trouble talking to someone, maybe you can think as to why and like kind of break it, go back to this and like break it down a little bit. Because I mean, every person you talk to ever, like it's not like you're going to be like the best communicator, but like there's ways to work on it. And like I said, like I found ways to work on it for myself. Like, for example, like I said, when I meet new people, like I'm not the same person that people know me. Like I'm very quiet. I like speak a few words here and there, share a few thoughts. And then like, as you get to know me, I can talk a lot. Right. So like, someone might think when they meet me that like, oh, she's like super quiet, like she doesn't talk much, and that's fine, like that's how I come off as. But then like maybe they'll like, someone talking to me will think, okay, maybe she's like this type of personality, and will like find ways to like have me talk more. And
exactly, which
has happened before, you know.
Yeah.
So I guess just using like my own example, it's like, yeah, that's how I kind of break it down.
I love that you like, yeah, normalize that people just don't, we like don't think like that, and that's okay. But because like we can think about that, oh, I want everyone to have like kind of like a similar type of personality and all of us to think the same way. But there's like a lot of beauty in the way that we have, might have different ones.
Yeah. I mean, even with us, like it's so, like we're so different with the way like we speak our minds, but like over the years, obviously we've figured out ways to really understand one another. And
exactly,
that's why like having, I don't know, the communication styles like break broken down more with personalities may help someone else figure that out as well.
Yeah. And it also has us like have different perspectives into life, because I could think about like so many other ways of communication styles outside of friends, like think about with coworkers or even just like random people that you meet. It can help us just communicate better in so many ways. And also to show one another respect, because, you know, like what you had said too, that you don't feel maybe like respected or as important when someone communicates in a certain way. So we can also just like think about how we can also make sure that another person feels respected and cared for and seen.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, even though we researched this topic prior to this episode, I feel like I've gotten so much out of it, and now I'm ready to just like, I don't know, kind of go and communicate away with people.
Honestly, same. Yeah. I don't know if it's helpful for anyone else, but for me, I was like sitting here and thinking just about like different ways people in my life communicate like different than me because of their personalities, and you know, can take something away with that.
Yeah. And now we can just be all-star communicators. Saying it's a process, no one's ever perfect, but it's okay. So all right, well, I'm just really happy we're able to record again. It's been some time that we haven't recorded, so this has been really lovely.
It's been like a month, so.
I know, because we were batch recording before the India trip, and then we tried to record last week, but that just did not work out. It was Raj's birthday, and I honestly had some, like, traveler stomach a little bit on Friday. It was rough. So now it is back into our first full week of just, like, back to normal routine, so I'm excited to continue, like, getting back to hanging out with all of you.
Yeah, me too. And again, like, let us know if there's anything that you want us to talk about specifically, or even if you resonated in any way from this episode. Like, we'd love to hear from you guys, as always.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, until next time, we will, I don't know, see you later. I haven't done this in so long. How do
we're,
we do an
we're outro? Really bad at ending our episodes, if you couldn't tell.
Oh my gosh. Hopefully we get better soon. Yeah. That's a 2023 goal. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of Conversations Brewing. We hope you take some moments to reflect on our episode with some coffee in hand. New episodes of Conversations Brewing come out on Tuesdays.
We'd love to hear from you about what resonated with you and what you want to hear more about. So let us know on Instagram at our account at Conversations Brewing. If this episode was helpful, please leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast and continue to tune in weekly.
We so appreciate your support, and we'll brew some conversations with you next week.
The headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is 4 missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.